I'll sit and wait for her.
Me feet swinging under the bench. She'll come soon. She'll know where. Adrenaline. I squeeze me on arms, I tap me toes. God, I hate waiting. Is that what I've been doing all these years, just waiting for her? Maybe all those therapists were right. Maybe therapy ain't just some bad stand-up show you haven't got the balls to take on the road. I look around at all the other people, just chatting and posing and repositioning themselves, whiling away this core Friday. It's a few weeks before Christmas and the whole city's lit up. People are smiling too much, drinking too much, wanting too much, wearing too much tinsel. You know, nothing points to the ephemeral nature of life, quite like tinsel. I look towards the north gate of the square and it's then there to see her. Dishevelled, pulling on her coat. She scans the benches, spots me, and freezes. A wave. She tilts her head to one side and bats her eyes, as though appealing to some ancient understanding between us, as if this has all been some scripted episode, a brilliant shared joke. I stare at her emotionlessly. I'm not playing. She stares back. It's checkmate with the old queen. As she starts to walk towards me, I hardly recognise her with her clothes on. Which is a strange thing to say about your mother.